But another storm to deal with. Well, Sioux Falls storm.
Nobody wants to deal with the storm.
Storm hosting Colorado coming up on Saturday. And joining us on the program, he's doing it all for the storm. Running the ball, catching the ball, kick return. Number 15. Whoa, sorry, his number got taken. Number 23, Mike Tatum. Hey, Mike, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
All right, so what did Terrence Bryant have to do to you to give up number 15 to give it to him?
He had to promise me a 1,000 catch season. No, he didn't have to do anything spectacular. You know, it was just, you know, I just did it.
Hey, you know, I see you went to Oxnard.
It's hard. Two syllables. That's a hard one. I know.
But that's in California, but they don't have football there.
They don't. I play basketball.
So when did you make that transition to football?
I actually played football. I played football all my life. I mean, I didn't play in high school. I played my senior year in high school, but I was a basketball player junior, senior year. Played football my senior year. And then I just never did it. Uh-huh. I got back into it around 2008, though.
Wow. So you're kind of like a pretty, not a lot of, let me rephrase this. It's a sport that you haven't played a long time.
Yeah, from 2004 to 2008. Yeah, four years.
Sure.
What's the biggest part of basketball, Mike, that translates over to football? I mean, what's the biggest similarity that you can take from the court onto the football field?
Running back and forth, the speed of the game. I mean, you got to think in whatever you do. So
you did.
I would think the intelligence of the game.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't hurt that you can have some leaping ability for when Terrence is throwing you the ball. You have to go up and go get it once in a while.
And you'll be surprised, man. At 5'9", 5'10", I can throw the thing down. I can dunk too.
you played, let's see, for the Marion Mayhem? Tell us about that back just a couple of years ago.
I played for the Marion Mayhem in 2008-09 season, then 2009-2010 season. My first year playing, I didn't actually play a lot. I played behind a guy who has been playing in the game for years, but I advanced in special teams. And then my next year, my stats went up, catches went up, you know, playing time went up. Then I ended up getting special teams player of the year in 2009-2010 season. And then I went on 2010-2011 season and played for the Marion Blue Racers, which we went to the championship that next year and lost in the championship in the CIFL.
So with the indoor game and everywhere you've gone, I mean, you've been big on special teams from Marion from the Marion Mayhem to the Blue Racers to Everett, now with the Storm. What is it about special teams that in the indoor game that you have a good grasp on, and what makes you excel at it?
What makes me excel at it? What makes me excel at it is, I guess, being elusive in my vision. I mean, that's all I can really say about it. I mean, and my team, I got to give my team credit.
You lead the team in all-purpose yards. You got 10 touchdowns on the season. Getting it done, whether it's rushing or catching the ball. What about this team over the past couple of weeks? You know, Terrence Bryant came back these last two games. Have you noticed a big difference in how the team has responded over the last two games?
It's a different vibe, different practice atmosphere. It's like, I don't know, we have picked it up a lot. Dramatic changes. There's been dramatic changes. A lot different.
What have the coaches said to you in regards to your role on this team? What are they expecting out of Mike Tatum?
They're expecting me to come through in any case, whenever my number is called. I mean, they're expecting me to always make big plays, be ready to make plays at all times. I mean, be called upon whenever it's necessary, actually.
Well, you play tailback, you play wideout, kick returner. If you had your choice, if you could go up to the coaching staff and say, I want to do this one thing.
I'd be a quarterback.
What would it be? We won't tell him you said this.
No.
This is just our secret, Mike.
I'll still choose to be a receiver. I'll choose to be a receiver and a kick return. I mean, kick return, that's something special. Not everybody can do that. So receiver primarily, and then I'll always want to return kicks.
We're talking with Mike Tatum.
Always.
We're talking with Mike Tatum. He's Mr. Do-Everything for the Sioux Falls Storm, kick returner, tailback, wide receiver here in Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. What was it about the Storm that attracted you to Sioux Falls in the offseason to sign with them for this season, Mike?
I've actually never played against Sioux Falls. I heard it's a great place to play. Sold out crowds. I mean, the fans. I mean, the city like you. And most of all, it was, championship. I mean, rings. You can't say more about that. That's the main thing. Atmosphere, fans, and the ring.
What has James Terry meant? Have you been able to learn a lot from James? Certainly he's one of the best wideouts that this league has seen.
Man, I don't talk. No, I'm just playing. James Terry, man, that's a cool dude. That's my guy, actually, man. I mean, JT's pretty cool, man. I even told him coming in that it was going to be like, it was going to be a little difficult, you know, playing with somebody that requires or wants as much as you do, you know. Everybody wants to be that guy. So I didn't know how he will accept either sharing a role or even passing the torch, you know what I mean? But, I mean, he accepts it pretty good. You know, I mean, we're just about even. We're two of the top receivers in the league, but don't tell them I said that. We are the top two receivers in the league. So,
You got Colorado here coming up Saturday. When you went out there, it wasn't a very good trip. You lost by four. What are you expecting out of that Colorado defense this weekend?
Oh, they're in trouble. They're in trouble.
I love it.
I'm expecting them to play pretty much the same way they played, because I mean, they feel like we beat ourselves, but they feel like they did a good job. But I don't think they did as good as they thought they would. So if they come in with that same mentality, the same plays, same everything, I mean, they're going to be in trouble. And the same way they came in, they're going to go out with a loss.
Are you originally from Southern California?
No, I'm originally from Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, Ohio. Okay.
Yeah, I went to Marion Franklin High School. Yeah.
Marion Franklin. That's Ohio. And then eventually...
Columbus B. Okay. Columbus Marion Franklin.
That is a big basketball football area. No doubt about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you make it to California? What was the... How did Oxnard come to play?
I actually graduated with no intentions on doing anything else. If I can go back and do it all over again, I will take it more seriously. But I graduated with the intentions of not doing anything at all. And I was playing in a summer league basketball game. And a guy approached me and asked me how would I like the opportunity to go to college. I denied him at first, took his number, and then ended up taking him up on it maybe like a week or two later.
Oh, sweet.
So I made my decision within maybe a month or two of having to decide.
And so, now you're playing a game that you love now. You're playing a game that you love, playing some indoor football.
Oh, yeah, I love indoor football.
Hey, Mike, it's fun talking with you. We wish you well. Stay healthy. We wish you well, and we'll look forward to watching for number 23 out there at the Storm Shelter.
Number 23.
Coming up this weekend. Hey, Mike, thanks, man. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
No problem. Make sure you let everybody know to come out and see us this Saturday.
Will do, Mike. Thanks.
Thanks,
Mike. It will be a show. All right, thank you.
There he goes, Mike Tatum.